Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, it's Holly and Greg from Mega the Podcast, a comedy satire set inside a fictional megachurch.
Each week, we're joined by a guest comedian playing a character inside the church.
People like Cecily Strong.
Well, my father was a pastor.
Oh, you're a preacher's
kid.
He was a
Satanist, and he wore a black cape.
Okay, different kind of church. Yep.
Louis Anderson.
Well, I wake up at the crack of dawn, do my prayers.
Awesome.
Very big on prayers. Do my thanks. Do my nails.
Lauren Lapkus.
Is that a purity ring?
Yeah, this is my ring with God. It's a ring that makes a promise to myself that I will literally never do anything sexual until I am ready to procreate.
And many more.
The Guardian just named Mega one of the top 10 comedy podcasts of 2020. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice shirts.
No dirt.
Yes.
Aka only fraught bizarre works and subpar plonks would even try to short Sklar stonks. Mike Huddleston, aka Huddletron, aka Old Zealand, aka the AKA guy.
Hey, honk if you love Gronk.
Honk if you love Huddleston. We do.
Yes, we do.
Huddletron! Guys, we're back. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us in the stereo conversations. Everybody here, get the free stereo app and join us because
it's so much fun. It's live shows. I want to see us get 100 people at each of these shows.
I think we can. So here's what you got to do. Just follow us on, download the free stereo app, follow us, and we do it. We do this sort of
extensions of this show, but in conversation with you guys on
3
Mondays.
At 3 p.m. Pacific on Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday. And then we do Dumb People Town at 4 p.m.
on Tuesdays. And then on Friday, we talk sports. It's like a sports open line.
It's
Fridays
so much fun.
At 3, View from the Cheap Seats.
All right, let's get into this because we have stories. And we have to sort of talk about things that happened last week because there's some stuff that I want to get into.
But let's get into it.
All right.
So we've done how many stories have we done?
We've probably done close to 500 stories on this podcast because we were doing two a day until we hit the new year or the holidays, and now we do one a day. So one a day for the past 35, 40 days.
And then two days
for 10 months.
And you're looking at the hosts of this show, or you're listening to the hosts of this show and the research team as well. We have no research team. That's it. This is it.
It's us. It's the two of us. We are the hosts. We are the research department. We're the ones who do the content.
So to flip back the curtain on The Wizard, which, by the way, I have been watching a lot of The Wizard of Oz with my daughter, who's 7, who loves the movie.
I would love to see how that scene was made. So to really pull back the curtain on the pulling back of the curtain scene.
What's amazing is the guy who plays the wizard, I think, plays every other character who talks in the Emerald City, which is so interesting.
Incredible.
Not to pull back the curtain on the wizard.
You
so we're going to pull back the curtain on the wizard on our process. So what happens is that that Randy and I scour the internet for stories that are that make sense for this podcast.
And they have to make sense for this podcast and not make... We don't want a lot of crossover with Dumb People Town. And sometimes that happens and it's okay because we're filling a daily podcast. We don't want it to be like our... We don't want them to involve sports because we don't want it to be our sports podcast. So it has to fit a very specific narrow thing and have some connection to the pandemic.
Lots of parameters. We dig in. We don't have a research team. We don't like Dan Van Kirk sets up for Dumb People Town.
We
have
should.
A hashtag.
So here's what we're going to do.
We're going to start it right now.
Hashtag Sklarbrovirus. Sklarbrovirus or is that bad?
Let's do
hashtag Sklarbro.
Hashtag Sklarbro is
fine. You can do hashtag Sklarbro. Send us a story about the pandemic that you think is dumb or
hashtag
funny.
Hashtag Sklarbro. If you have a funny, then we have a little timeline and we can even mention who sent it in. If
send it to us on Twitter. We'd love to do that. And that way you can send us stories. But otherwise, we're
dumb
picking
stories that relate to the pandemic. Crazy stories. You know what we do on this podcast by now. Hashtag Sklarbro on Twitter and we'll find him. Okay.
That way we can give you guys and give the credit if it is. But as of right now, we're doing it on our own. Again, I'm amazed and baffled that out of 500 stories,
we've only had like maybe one or two that have created controversy because we've done the research, we've read an article or two, and
we look for the comedic angle, and sometimes we get it, we get the details wrong because we're following... We're trusting an article that it's telling us the truth.
And we sort of go off in a way.
And so, we take an approach. We take an opinion. We take a thing, whether we feed off of a detail within a story and we take an opinion.
Try to blow it out. And that's it. And so I'm amazed this hasn't
happened
more times.
It's only happened twice.
So we post our clips on social media and occasionally it never gets to the person we're talking about. But last week one did. So we were talking last Tuesday, or last Monday, I believe it was, about a guy
who was tattooed, who loved his dog, who worked for a company that was in Brooklyn or Queens, and they got him a dog as a partner and paid for the dog and paid for the medical of the dog and paid for...
The company paid for his food, subsidized his food and all that stuff. And then the guy, because of COVID... he was laid off, the guy, from his job
temporarily. And then
temporarily,
he wanted to keep the dog.
And he wanted to keep the dog because he built a relationship with the dog.
And so we thought it was crazy that he had a tattoo on his leg of
the dog. We also joked and that his,
the way he was talking about the dog was like a sexual harassment situation at a workplace.
That was the joke and the angle we took. And we said, he's got a tattoo of the dog on his leg. And he doesn't have a tattoo of his wife on his leg. She must be really upset. That's what we assumed.
We posited it. It was kind of a funny approach to the whole story. That was the approach we took. Well,
we got it wrong.
How do we know we got it wrong? Because we posted it on our Instagram.
And his wife wrote to us.
Someone sent it to his wife, and his wife wrote to us. And Joanne, his wife, Joanna, I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's Joanne or Joanna. Sorry if I get it wrong. She said, I actually support him 100%. Here's what you got wrong. She was actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
She said, here's what you got.
Well, she said, we like the support and spreading the publicity.
Thank
for the
you
story.
For spreading our story, but here's You're what welcome. You got wrong in this, 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 and this. And oh, by the way, we have a GoFundMe page and this, you know, fight for Roxy on GoFundMe. And I read through the thing and I thought, you know what? We don't get it wrong a lot. And I'm amazed that this hasn't happened more often. I'm going to go to the GoFundMe page and I'm going to read the whole story about it. I read it and then I donated to their GoFundMe.
There you go.
If you guys want to do that, you can do that. I mean, this to me is...
Fight for Roxy on GoFundMe.
Yeah, this is how we, you know, I think apologies and apologizing for something...
That's how we do it in Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. That in our country, that's how we should do things. When you make a mistake, you put something out there, you go, okay, I screwed up. We threw something out there. We got it wrong. We're going to come out and say we were wrong.
I think apologies are powerful, Jay, for the person who receives them and for the person who gives them. There is something unburdening of apologizing for something you did wrong that you can move forward.
Yes.
If you don't, you carry that grievance with you the entire time and you can't move past, you can't move forward. And that's how we end up where we are in this story. And okay, it's something that maybe could have saved the dude who is in this next story we're talking about.
Correct.
But that's why we bring up the first story, because it is related to this story right here.
Correct.
And yes, it's a bit of an update on another story that we did.
This is a day
this
of
is
updates.
Crazy. Yeah. So stay glued to your listening device, but only figuratively,
because here we go.
All right. This past week, many have been following the saga of Tessica Brown, which we talked about on our show too. And after this is the 40-year-old woman from St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana, who ran out of her hair setting spray, which was called Got to Be Glued. Terrible name for a hair setting spray.
And
so she used Gorilla Glue on her hair and got it stuck and just had a terrible time.
Oof.
So it was really a bad story. SNL did a sketch about it.
Yes.
We talked about it. And it's funny because in light of reading what Joanne had written to us about the guy with the dog, I thought to myself, oh my God, were we too mean
right.
to the person? Then I went back and thought about it. You know what? We actually gave it to Got to Be Glued more than this woman. Yes, yes. Okay. So, you know, she did do something wrong. Don't ever spray adhesive on your head.
Correct.
Okay. We should all know that. But
Got to Be Glued is a little misleading, a misnomer, as it were.
Exactly. It's misleading. And we posited again that she probably wouldn't have sprayed regular glue if it wouldn't have been called. And we felt bad for her.
Yes.
And then felt great for her that the story in Did You Know Jay had a very positive ending. She went, she flew out to Beverly Hills, you don't fly to Beverly Hills. She flew to LA, went to Beverly Hills, where a surgeon agreed to basically do a treatment on her that lasted for 4 hours for free to get the adhesive out. So it had a happy ending. And even more happy, this woman set up a GoFundMe and is basically made a small fortune because she's so popular at this point for having done this mistake and having put herself out there that she donated $20,000 that she made off her GoFundMe to a charity that the surgeon had set up.
Boom.
Okay, so this is the world doing everything the right way. This woman did something that wasn't so smart and she's now paying it forward in a beautiful, beautiful way. No charge. I love it. Kudos to everybody in that story. Okay. Then this dumb idiot comes up.
Thank you.
Not content to simply take Tessica Brown at her word, Len Martin, and you're going to remember this guy when I tell you who he is.
Len Martin.
Decided to test the adhesive qualities of Gorilla Glue on himself. Mm-mm. He thought he could use it to glue a red Solo cup to his lip and then simply lick the adhesive off.
No.
Yeah. This is the moment when you realize that science is more complicated than I bet I can do that.
Right. Or this is the moment where you go, maybe I should test it on two things that aren't part of my body.
So you don't see scientists who are actually testing something out that ultimately will be for people. Like the people who are working on the vaccine aren't just fucking around in the lab, just squeezing it into each other's arms.
No.
There's a very much a protocol to do
you
this
go
right
up.
Now.
Let's glue these two things. Why don't I break a vase and then put it together and see how strong it is? Then why don't
this This wasn't Martin's, because he really didn't believe her that this happened. Instead, Martin ended up in the emergency room where a doctor used a, quote, painful peeling method to remove the cup from his lip, he told WVLA, an NBC affiliate.
Painful peeling. Is that a medical term?
I don't know.
Is that the medical term?
You could get a medical peel. That
you
is
could.
Something that's not
a face peel is something that that women and some men spend a lot of money on.
Painful peeling to me,
it's not exfoliating. That's not what he's doing when he says a painful
peel. They ripped his stupid lips off, okay?
Jeez.
And that's the punishment you get for thinking that this woman's hair was a hoax. This spray was a hoax. Like, you think it was a hoax, and that's what you get for
maybe
it.
This is a result of our president and the culture of the last 4 years just calling things out as fake without knowing if they're fake or not. So we've come to a place in our society where people are just like, if you don't like the outcome or if you don't believe it
fake
at all,
news.
Fake news.
It's wrong.
Fake news. So now the concept of things being fake to a large portion of this country is way more common than the actual occurrence of fake news tidbits.
This is the boy who cried wolf.
That's right.
And the wolf came and the wolf got stuck.
No, it wasn't.
The wolf came and the wolf got stuck to your lip. And that's what happened. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you what happened to this dummy right after this. I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show
so much on Sklubber Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates, and so is Huddletron, and so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman,
Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show. We love hearing from you, and it just excites us to no end. So build that community, download the free Stereo app, and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
Hey guys, Randy here. Just wanted to talk to you about the way we shop online. I think we've all been doing it wrong, and I'm so happy about our sponsor because they just showed me how to do it right. You know, we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout, but thanks to the good people at Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. I was wasting a lot of time doing that. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones that you can find to fit your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech, gaming products, to popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey scours for coupons that it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you watch the prices drop. I saved money on, I got pizza, saved like $5 on pizza for my kids, $10 on a pair of jeans for my youngest daughter. Good stuff all the way around. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. You will not believe how easy this is. It's amazing. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Here's what you do. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Sklarbro. That's joinhoney.com/Sklarbro.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. I want to mention that we are doing the live Dumb People Town. It's coming up this weekend. Jack Black and Open Mike Eagle, get your tickets at eventbrite.com.
Only a few tickets left, so get on that.
And then Randy and I are doing a really special night on March 20th, our first night of headlining stand-up, and then we just decided to add this other element to the show.
We're going to do a small cheap seats at the end. We're going to pick a really fun
clip. We're going to do jokes over the clip. Never seen before cheap seats. If you miss cheap seats, you want to see it in a live setting, you can see us do stand up. There'll be other great comics on the show, and then we will end with the little cheap seats that
I'm excited to try it out with you guys. So that'll be March 20th. Again, go to eventbrite.com, look up Sklar Brothers stand up, and you can live stand up. You can see that March 20th. Get your tickets now.
Also, join the Stereo app, like we said at the top of the show. We want to see you guys in all these discussions because they're so much fun. I want to hear what you guys think about this guy. When we left, Len Martin, this dummy from Baton Rouge, said that Tesca Brown's glued hair was a hoax,
fake news,
and decided to put Gorilla Glue on a cup and a solo cup and stick it to his lips that he then had to have surgically removed in what they called medically a painful peeling process. By the way, do you think that she wanted her hair to look like Steve Garvey's in the 1980s, an immovable object, or like a Devo hat? No, she didn't want that. No, she didn't want that at all. So why would she do this?
Why would she fly all the way to Beverly Hills for a 4-hour treatment, which I'm going to assume was not comfortable?
And by the way, I bet she thought she had to pay for it. And at the end, they're like, look, we're not going to charge you for it. So, like, she's feeling all this anxiety. Why would she do that
this
if it was fake? All right.
Yes, it worked out for her in the end. And maybe that's why you don't believe it.
This is this dummy's reasoning. Everyone is on social media. Every day there's a new challenge. And I didn't think it would go this far, Martin told the outfit.
This is not a challenge. This is not the Gorilla Glue challenge.
Yeah, you made it a challenge.
This is not raising money for Parkinson's or something.
Or breast cancer or Lou Gehrig's disease by people gluing shit to their faces. That's not what it is.
That is not the challenge. challenge.
This is you thinking everyone is challenging you to do stuff.
Or this is someone like half reading a story or somebody half paying attention to what's going on and deciding they have an issue with it. The same way we have paid attention to the guy who wanted to keep his dog from Queens.
Exactly.
We make that mistake too, but we don't glue things to our face.
Exactly. Quote, I thought that chick with Gorilla Glue was making that story up. Why? Why would you think that that's what she did?
And also, I'm sure she appreciates you calling her that chick.
Yeah. So why not try and screw up my own face to prove that point?
That's ripping off your own lips to spite your own face.
That's right. And the hubris, this guy, of thinking that he's going to expose poor Tessica Brown for being a fake.
Fake news. It's not fake news. We got to stop saying fake news. We got to stop going to fake news so early. Fake news is not the place you go immediately when you don't like the news.
You got glued, bitch. But no, quote, it's real. I don't know why I tried it.
Because you did not think it through, dummy. Now they're talking about cutting the tip of my lips off in surgery. Y'all pray for me.
Just the tip?
Just the tip. Y'all pray for me.
Why do we have to pray for you?
I don't know if I believe in God. So now I have to believe in a God just to pray for you and your lip?
I feel like you deserve the tip of your lips to be cut. That's a perfect thing. It's, you know, an eye for an eye.
Lip for a lip.
A lip for a lip here. Think about what you're asking everyone to do, to excuse your stupidity. Now, if you were using Gorilla Glue in your garage
and then you tripped.
And a cup got stuck to your face, yes, then I would say yes.
I don't know what we'd be praying for. I guess praying that that you can save part of your lip.
Praying that you realize how stupid you are and that you'll never do this again, I don't think that's going to happen. Or that you escape from this to live another day to make another decision. What are we praying for here?
Does Gorilla Glue now have to come out and tell people what not to do with their glue?
Yes, yes.
They're going to have to make a list of don't put it in your hair. Don't think that the person who put it in their hair was a fake
situation. No. You are the type of guy, you are not the type of guy who's going to just, if I were your priest, I would be like, Jesus doesn't cover this stuff.
Yeah. That's out of the policy.
It's out of your policy.
Jesus has an insurance policy
and
where you
don't have this.
You don't
have lip glue.
You're out of the network with this one.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that you're not the type of guy to make a video to say to the camera, anti-maskers are saying that masks don't work. Well, I think they're lying. So I'm going to triple mask as I go into this Costco. You're not going to do that. You're not going to make that video.
No.
All right. You're going to make the video about how people say you can't run across 8 lanes of traffic, highway traffic at night, and then you get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the video that you're going to make.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not Martin's first go around on an online stunt. In 2019, Martin filmed himself opening a tub of ice cream at a supermarket. Remember this guy? And licked it. He licked the goddamn ice cream at a supermarket and then returned the carton to the shelf. He was arrested and charged with tampering with property and unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity. I love that that's a new charge.
So again,
rip his lips off. This is why you
should have had your lips ripped off. That one.
It's payback for the people who had to eat your ice cream. This is the type of guy.
And why would you post that? Like,
by the way,
to me, you want to get caught.
Right. This is the type of guy who loves to walk into a room and just say, I'm crazy. Announce it to everybody. I'm crazy.
I don't know what I'm going to do
next. I'm unpredictable. You don't know what Len Martin's going to do next.
Did you call him Leaves Martin?
Because there were leaves blowing around outside. If you have to explain how crazy you are, you're not that crazy.
Yeah.
It's forced.
That's literally the catch 22.
It's forced, like a red Solo cup on your lips. After doubting the veracity of Brown's claims, Martin said he regretted trying to prove her wrong. Jesus, I was not expecting him to say that.
Mm-hmm.
How is it this guy who can get a red Solo cup surgically removed from his face can admit when he's wrong, and our former president cannot admit that he lost the election? Mm-hmm. How is it that this guy who's so dumb, who glued a cup to his lip to prove that he thought the other woman was a hoax that she put in her hair?
Well, at least he regrets that he did it. At least he's saying out there to the world, I regret my decision.
He said, this is not the challenge you want to try. Again, not a challenge.
Just again, this is
not a challenge. Tessica Brown wasn't challenging anyone else to do this. No. You weren't supposed to Gorilla Glue things to your face and then tell one of your friends that they have to then do it.
If anything, had he Gorilla Glued his hair, then it would have been closer to the challenge.
Yeah, that's not.
Then you could maybe argue that it becomes a challenge.
This is you getting bitch slapped by karma, and I gotta say, thank you, karma.
There you go. You took one for the team, and it felt great for us to laugh at your stupidity. And then I liked you in the end because you admitted that you were wrong. So you know what? I'm going to turn this all around and say, I like this guy.
Yeah.
So you might think that we made fun of you the whole time and you deserved it, just like you deserved the tip of your lip to come off because of the stupidity.
Just the tip.
But in the end, I like you. And I like all you fans, too. Thank you guys for coming to the show. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax, but we got the jokes. We'll see you Saturday night. Get your tickets. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
A podcast network.